In the last month since we last met, I have been working again with West County Sewers and have spent time with Board of Supervisors members and staff members from the county as well as the Sonoma County Water Agency. And once again, on those issues, I would recuse myself.
Okay. Anyone else?
I attended the PALCO, a portion of the PALCO, or the Elk Water Freshwater Monitoring Seminar, and they specifically did not discuss any conclusions, but just methodologies for monitoring.
Mr. Chair, I have had conversations in the last month with our local ag community and the state ag community, specifically the livestock community, about the presence and the possibility of having a permitting program and how that melds with TMDLs. I think it would be an upcoming board item in the future. I will address it in a later portion of this meeting today.
Great. Carol?
I attended two web broadcasts, one put on by the Water Environment Research Foundation regarding emerging contaminants in wastewater, and the second one was put on by the American Water Works Association regarding emerging compounds in drinking water.
Mr. Hales.
Mr. Chair, along with Board Member Corbett, I also attended the Elk River and Freshwater Creek Monitoring Summit.
Okay.
And do we need to disclose any items we're going to recuse ourselves from?
You can at this time, yeah.
Okay. I will be recusing myself from items 8 and 9 as I sit on a governing board of the city of Santa Rosa.
Okay. Welcome, Heidi Harris. Okay. No Mr. Hoppen. And no report from the board chair. Board members, executive officer reports, any comments?
I'd like to give a quick report summary on the Elk River and Freshwater Creek Monitoring Summit. Just some general information for everybody. This was coordinated by Adona White of staff, and it included all the folks who are currently active in monitoring and working in Elk River and Freshwater Creek watersheds. Participants at the summit included regional board staff, the Redwood Community Action Agency, Pacific Lumber Company, Green Diamond, Salmon Forever, Mendocino Redwood Company, Humboldt Watershed Council, and residents, as well as a technical advisory committee that was formed. There was a lot of discussion on methods and procedures, equipment used, and protocols and standardization and the need for. It was a very positive meeting. It was a very good-spirited meeting. Everybody was into sharing their methods and very interested in how everybody else was monitoring the information they were collecting. There was no discussion of interpretation of results, but it was a very progressive meeting in discussing the types of monitoring equipment and standardization of techniques that should be done for future work. And I'd like to commend Adona for her work in coordinating that and look forward to the future momentum that this has.
Sounds good. Any other board member? All right. Executive officer.
Would you prefer me to hold my report till the end of the day? It's up to you.
We'll have you hold. All right. We have time set aside. Is any comment from the public? All right. We'll get back to item 4 then, taking off consent calendar. Oh.
Minutes?
Minutes.
Minutes.